Three, Russell Mark, Commonwealth Games gold medalist. He competed at six Commonwealth Games, one of our greats. Russell Mark, good morning.
Good to catch up with you again, Neil.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Now, okay, let's be honest. You're in Melbourne. Would you go to anything other than the shooting?
Look, there's two answers, and they're distinctly different. If you're an athlete trying to win an Olympic medal at the Brisbane Olympics in 2032, the Commonwealth Games is a good little event to warm up on. But, you know, and that's all the Commonwealth Games are these days. As sad as it is to say that, you've given the statistics why Australia dominate, because now you've got countries like Canada that don't even send their best teams anymore to the Commonwealth Games. So it's not the event that people think it once was. And it might have been years ago, but it isn't now. $2 billion, well, if they're saying it's $2 billion, it's probably $4 billion. The subjective benefits, though, Neil, you can't measure how good this is for kids. That they see these athletes and they start playing sport and they aspire to go on to bigger and better things. The Commonwealth Games is a springboard for that. And if it get kids off their video games and playing sport again, yeah, then what price do you put on that? You know, it's impossible to say how much good it does. You know, could we spend $2 billion better? Well, yeah, we could. I like your first caller. What do you spend it on? Well, yeah, there's a lot of things we can spend it on. But, Neil, the benefits for the younger population of sports people that are coming through, yeah, the Commonwealth Games is good because we tend to win a lot there. Australians like winners.
Well, yeah, well, that's very true. Would it lift the mood? I mean, given what you've said, and I agree with you, it's a good little event, it's sort of a warm-up. Would it lift the mood? Would there be excitement? I don't remember great excitement around 2006. The crowds weren't great, were they, 2006? They weren't packing the stadiums.
Because the trouble is we win too much. We win too often. It becomes blasé. It's nearly a letdown if an Australian wins a silver medal. You feel sorry for them that they don't win, and people get to the point where, you know, and I won a lot of other medals at the Commonwealth Games before I finally won a gold one. And I'm embarrassed to say I only ever won one Commonwealth gold medal. My wife won three of them. But I wouldn't say that the people, and I say it blasé, that the people get sick of seeing Australians win. But, yeah, look, I just think for the younger population, it's a great catalyst to get them involved in sport. And people like seeing us win. And, Neil, I think there'd have to be some very creative accounting going on in the next couple of weeks to justify this.
I'm sure you've got mates around the world. Would people come from around the world to go to the Commonwealth Games?
No. That's just no. Did they come for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games in probably our tourist capital of the country? No, they didn't. You know, the streets on the Gold Coast, they were deserted. People left the Gold Coast in 2018. So no, don't have the Commonwealth Games thinking that people are coming from Canada and England and India or wherever just to watch the Commonwealth Games. That's a fallacy.
Good to speak to you. Good luck. Take care. Thank you, Russell. Russell Mark, Commonwealth Games gold medalist. Only one, he said. He's six Commonwealth Games, Olympic medalist. Okay. 133-693. That's part of the real world test.